And all of the people said, amen.
Amen.
Would you say amen again?
Amen.
And once again for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We greet you with Jesus' joy. We honor the Lord for his kindness and his mercy to us as believers in the body of Christ. To your esteemed pastor in his absence, he is a great pastor. He is a great statesman. He is a great leader. He is a great man of God. Let's honor the Lord for him. He preached for us at the New Psalmist Church last Sunday. And he did such a wonderful job that people fell in love with both him and his ministry. There is a word from the Lord recorded in John's Gospel. Do you have your Bible? Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher that come from God, for no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Baby girl, we in John 3 and 1. Did I say that?
No.
I'm so sorry. I'm rushing from the other church and I'm rushing here. I'm so sorry. Y'all forgive me. Thank you, baby, for correction. Let's start all over. John 3 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have it?
Yes.
Everybody? All right. Everybody? John 3 and 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus.
Yes, sir.
A ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher that come from God. For no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him.
Mm-hmm.
For the word of the Lord is already blessed.
Amen.
You may be seated. I want to talk from the text, ye must be born again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look at your neighbor and say, it's a must.
It's a must.
John's gospel sets the stage and he draws on the curtain of truth as he gives to both the reader and the hearer a panoramic view of the footsteps of Jesus. John places Jesus and Nicodemus together in the night. John places Nicodemus and Jesus together in the night.
Mm-hmm.
This was not the usual customary night as to where darkness shadowed the night away, or the wind gently or breezefully blew the night away. Far from the usual customary night as to where the crickets creaked the night away or the birds sang the night away. But this was an evening of inspiration. It was an evening of communication. I'd like to go as far as to say it was an evening of liberation. It was the liberating experience in which Nicodemus encountered that brings us to the words of our thought, being born again. Well, Nicodemus was a teacher. He was a rabbi. He was a top-notch rabbi. Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. It is suggested by some that he came to Jesus in the night because he didn't want anybody to see him in dialogue with Jesus during the day.
Yes, sir.
There's a whole lot of speculation about Nicodemus, but I want to get to the speculation in a minute, but I want to give clarification about one thing, and that one thing is that we should not limit God to think that God cannot work in the night. Okay. I know Moses says in Genesis, and 6 days God worked, and on the seventh day, he rested. That is not an implication that God doesn't work day and night. But rather, I want you to understand that he's a 24-hour God. He's a all-the-time God, and then he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. And so God can work both day and night because it was the majesty and the might and the miraculous powers of the Master who divided the day from the night. Oh, yes, he did. And I want you to know that if you're in your night today, if you're in a situation that seems dull, dark, difficult, and dreary, I want to let you know that in your dull, dark, difficult, dreary situation, God can still show up. Y'all, come on, help your boy a little bit here. And so he can show up in the night because he's a show up kind of God. Let's walk from Genesis to Revelation. Just hit a couple of passages along the way. What about the children of Israel? You remember them, don't you? They were at the banks of the Reed Sea. Mountains on both sides. Pharaoh and his army and their many chariots rapidly approaching, coming up behind Moses, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Zebulun, Issachar, Asher, Dan, Gad, Naphtali, Joseph, and the 12 tribes were there at the Reed Sea. And God questions Moses, and he says, well, what you got there in your hand? Nothing but an old man walking stick. God said, stretch it up, stretch it out. Stretch it out, stretch it up, stretch it up, stretch it out. Moses stretched out the rod, and the east wind began to blow. The waters were parted under the power of the east wind. That night, the children of Israel, Moses triumphantly marched through the midst of the Red Sea. Pharaoh and his army and the many chariots in the midst of the Red Sea. When they got on the opposite side, the east wind stopped blowing. That night, God drowned Pharaoh and his army and the many chariots. Moses and the children of Israel, this was a night of deliverance. What about Lot? Y'all remember Lot, don't you? Lot and the five kings that rose up against Lot. It was God that stood up in Lot. And it was during the night that Lot triumphantly slew the five kings, turned the five kingdoms upside down in the night. What about Samson? The arch enemy of the Philistines, Samson, servant of God, Philistines, enemies of God, Samson who lifted the gate of the city in the night and slew the Philistines in the night. Well, for Samson, this was a night of victory. Why? Because God was by his side. God was in front of him. God was behind him. God was above him. God was beneath him. God down in him. What about Solomon? You remember Solomon, don't you? Solomon, the chairman of the wise men committee. Solomon had a crew of wise men. Solomon hung out with good thinkers, sound thinkers, men who were philosophically sound, men who were wise. And for Samson, it was God who approached him in the night and said, Solomon, what would you have me to give you? He could have asked for riches. He could have asked for fame. But Solomon said, give me wisdom. Give me understanding. Can I get an amen for that? The Bible said, he that lack wisdom, let him ask of God. You may be dealing with a difficult situation. You may feel that that situation has placed you in a predicament that feels like you're in the night. But I want to tell you, the scripture said, he that lack wisdom, he that lack understanding for how to deal with that problem, ask God. Solomon said, Lord, give me wisdom. Give me understanding. And as God granted him wisdom and understanding that night. The scripture says, places Solomon on the pedestal of greatness and says about Jesus, behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Solomon became a great man because of his wisdom and understanding that God gave to him in the night. I'm trying to establish to you that God blesses, God moves in the night. What about Mary and Joseph? Joseph, stepfather of Jesus. Mary, mother of Jesus. She was the mother of his humanity, but not the mother of his deity. Mary and Joseph received inspiration from the Holy Spirit and escaped into Egypt by night. Why? Because Herod was going to kill all of the little children 2 years and under. If it was guesstimated and estimated that Jesus would be at least 2 years of age. So we're going to kill all of the babies to eliminate the newborn king. And so he escaped into Egypt that night. God delivered him by night. What about Peter? Peter was wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in prison. Elvis Presley sang a song about it, The Jailhouse Rock. An angel showed up and the jail started shaking until the door shook open. And when the door shook open, the Bible said Peter's chains and shackles fell off. Yes. Peter was liberated. Peter was set free. Yes. Well, for Peter, this was a night of victory. This was a night of liberation. This was a night of deliverance. This was a night of salvation. The people of God prayed for Peter. And because they prayed for Peter, Peter was liberated in the night. Listen, if you don't understand all the background on the text, Peter was the pastor and the church was praying for the pastor. And while they were praying for the pastor, God came to see about the pastor in the night. How many folk believe in praying for the pastor? Thank you, Jesus. Well, Nicodemus, this was a night of inspiration, a night of communication, a night of salvation, a night of liberation, liberating Nicodemus. I beg to differ with those who just paint a portrait of Nicodemus to be just another Pharisee. But Nicodemus was the one who helped out in many of the after affairs of Jesus, after Jesus was crucified. Nicodemus proves the point that he had more than an encounter with Jesus, but he had an experience. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to have an experience. Yes, Nicodemus. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher that comes from God, for no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus says to Nicodemus, listen, Nicky, I'm flattered. I'm flattered that you think so well and think so much of me. But he says to Nicodemus, you must be born again. That which is of the flesh is of the flesh, and that which is of the spirit is of the spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Then he talks about born of the water and born of the spirit. I have a son. His name is Derek Jr. And I never will forget the day that Derek Jr. was born. I didn't do as some men take that new dad class where they get you ready and tell you how to do this, that, and the other. I just kind of went natural. And wifey was sitting next to me in the car. And she said, you got to get me to the hospital. I said, why? We here at Taco Bell. I'm getting ready to get a taco. She said, you got to get me to the hospital. My water broke. I said, the water? With the water? Where the water come from? She said, the water broke. The baby's coming. I said, oh, I get the taco later. And for he was born of the water. The truth of the matter is, everybody here under the sound of my voice, you were born from the water. And that's what Jesus was talking about when he says, born of the water. And then he says, born of the Spirit. The first birth, we come from water. That's right. We come from a sack of water. That's the first birth. And the second birth is regeneration, being born of the Spirit. Jesus looks at Nicodemus, a card-holding member of the senior citizen society, and he says, don't look at me cock-eyed. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Nicodemus has questioned, can a man enter the second time in his mother's womb? His back is shortened by the, his back is bent over by the burden of life. His footsteps are shortened. His eyes are dim. And you say he must climb back up in mama's belly. And Jesus said, hold up, Nicky. That which is of the flesh is flesh. And that which is of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Some of y'all looking at me kind of cocky. Look at your name and say, you must be born again. Well, the question is, why did Nicodemus come to Jesus in the night? Whole lot of theological speculation. But I would choose to suggest that Nicodemus came to Jesus in the night because he could not wait until the morning came. Y'all ought to help me out. All right. I used to live in Los Angeles. And in Los Angeles, they had, at the time I lived there, some trademark chicken called, if you've ever been out there, you might even know about it, some trademark chicken called Golden Bird. And late one night, I was dressed and ready for bed, but Deke, I had an unusual craving desire for some Golden Bird fried chicken, real crispy stuff, you know. And I got dressed that night, drove way over on the other side of town that night to get me some Golden Bird because I could not wait until the morning came. Y'all ought to help me out just a minute here. And I believe that's what happened with Nicodemus. He was hungry that night. Could not wait until the morning to be with the bread of life. He was thirsty that night. Could not wait until morning to be with the waters of life. He was friendless on that night. Could not wait till the morning to be with, oh, what a friend we had in Jesus. Oh, he was in darkness that night. Could not wait until the morning to be with the light of the world. Oh, it was that night he went where Jesus was. And when he got where Jesus was, he had an experience. Every time you come where Jesus is, you ought to have an experience. Look at your neighbor and say, let's have an experience. We ought to have an experience. Why? Because, not because you are there, but you ought to have an experience because he's there. Oh. He went where Jesus was. I'm going to close right along with here when I tell you that there was a World Series in play. And they put up to bat at home plate a man whose name was Home Run Johnny. Johnny was known for making it to the bleachers. Y'all come on, help me just a little bit. I'm going to get out your way in 2 minutes. Don't rush me. I'm going to get there. Yeah. Y'all come on, help me a little. Be nice to me. I'm out of town. Johnny was known for making it to the bleachers. Hold on. And so it was. Johnny stepped up to home plate. picture, stood on the mount, looked at Johnny cockeyed with the ball behind his back. Looked at Johnny like he wanted to wink at him, and pitcher took the ball round and around, threw that ball towards Johnny. Y'all, come on, help me. Ball came towards Johnny. Johnny swung with the ball. Dip. Umpire hollered out, strike one. Y'all, come on, help me. Pitcher got the ball in his glove, punched his glove with the ball, threw the ball one more time. Ball started sailing towards Johnny. Johnny squeezed the bat, the ball curved around the bat. Umpire said, strike two.
Come on, Johnny. Come on.
Johnny looked at the picture. Looked like Johnny winked his eye. There, picture threw the ball. And Johnny hit the ball. The ball started sailing towards the bleachers. And as that ball started sailing towards the bleachers, Johnny went by first base. Johnny touched second base. Johnny went on to third base. Johnny then came home. Hold on. But the umpire, when Johnny got home, the umpire said, Johnny, you're out. People got upset. People got aroused. People got indignant and said, didn't you see that ball go out in the bleachers? But the umpire said, Johnny forgot to touch first base. And I will close right along in here for the missionary board, but you never touch first base. Yes, you're the deacon board, but you never touch first base. Oh, yes. You're singing in a quiet stand, but you never touch first base. Yes, you're serving on the missionary circle, but you never touch first base. I want to close right along in here. I can remember my night. Yes, one Sunday night. Yes, Lord. The preacher said, the doors of the church are open. Yes, he did. And I got up that Sunday night, walking down the aisle, to give the preacher my hand. But I made sure I gave God my heart. Yeah, Lord. I want to close right along in here. Well, can I tell you what I did? I came to Jesus just as I was, weary, wounded, and sad. But I found in him a resting place, and he made me mighty glad. I will close right along in here. If you come to Jesus, he'll change your burdens in the blessings. If you come to Jesus, he'll change your tragedy into triumph. If you come to Jesus, he'll change your confusion into consolation. If you come to Jesus, he'll change your nights into day. Anybody here ever come to Jesus? Anybody here know that you know that you know you've been born again? Yeah, Lord. Well, anybody here feel like praising God? Anybody here know he's in you and you know you're in him? I want to close right along in here. I'm on the Lord's side and it makes me mighty glad. Over here I can sing Zion songs. Over here I can praise the Lord. Over here I can celebrate his son. Over here I can clap my hand, I can pat my feet, I can praise the Lord. Say yeah, say yeah, lift up your hand and say yeah. Have you been born again? Somebody ought to get happy right there. Have you been born again? Have you been born again? I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I